Paul, as you see this Montreal team for the first time, as you've watched some video and some games this year, what catches your attention most?
Oh, just that quickness and that speed, right? They work real hard, but they get on the puck and stay on it. That speed opens up a lot of lanes. They move the puck real quick, but they got everybody skating in that group.
Based on the tempo that your club likes to play at, then it should be a pretty good up and down game.
They have been in the past. They've been fast hockey games through that neutral zone. Our style is a little bit different. That's just based on personnel, but the idea of that transition speed is critical to both teams.
What can you tell us about Josh Morrissey?
We're really expecting him to be available for Ottawa. We're real hopeful with that. Like he wanted to try it, put a pretty good press on, but to get into the game. But you know, we've got Dustin coming back here today. We're healthy. The foundation of Josh's game is skating, so we don't want to put him in a position where he's not, you know, even at 90% before he gets back in the lineup.
Moro or Niku tonight?
Moro stays.
We can play with
one of the other five. All depends on how long his shifts are, really. Two or three of them at a time.
What if Roslovic goes to that first unit?
Roslovic, you know, he's hot, right? He's got five power play goals for us recently. It's coming off his stick, right? We think there's going to be some action around the net a little bit. These guys do a nice job at times taking away the perimeter shots, so we think there'll be a little more action at the net, and he's been good there. Yeah, and then that unit's been rolling, so they get pucks to the net. They get some action there. It really... I have a hard time convincing all you fine people this, but this is the Jack Roslovic story. You know, you get a guy that gets hot, he's a young guy, there's got to be a payoff, right? And the other unit gets Bufflin back, so that changes the dynamic anyway. You know, we wanted to reward his hot streak with maybe a few more minutes.
Not to belabor Patrick's struggles, yeah. But do you perceive that he's maybe getting too fine with his shot selection, or that he's gripping the stick too tight?
So I wouldn't have been able to describe his shot when he's scoring or when he's not. You know, I mean, we had the exact same thing happen with Kyle Connor, right? Kyle scored in two games over 21, and Patty's at 21. He scored in two games over that stretch. I don't know if it's more true of young players, but certainly the stretch gets a little longer. They feel it. I can't tell you about the shot, John. I just think that when a guy's feeling it, it gets off his stick a certain way, and when he's not, it doesn't, right? And I haven't played in 30 years, and it was off the glass, so I never got close enough to the offensive blue line to know.
Paul, so he did have 12 shot attempts last game.
Yeah.
Half of them missed, though. Is that just maybe, again, a sign that confidence isn't quite there, that the radar's off a bit?
You see that with shooters, right? We're really, really careful about any of our players that has a unique talent weighing in on too much and saying, hey, why don't you try this, right? So we know that when he's shooting the puck and he's got 12 shot attempts or whatever it was, that's a really, really good thing. We have full faith that the puck's going to start going. And as we've seen, if he catches fire, watch out.
Yeah, you'll take that number every game, right?
All day long. If you can get the shots from where he got them from, we'd be real happy with it.
Paul, are you surprised to see how the Habs have been able to turn things around in 1 year? The last reference you have, obviously, is from last year's team that was struggling so much.
They came in at Winnipeg last year with about nine regulars out of their lineup and beat us 5-2. So I've got a little different memory of Montreal. They've always been a hard game. Not necessarily teams pounding each other, but they're so fast that they create against us. They have had success creating against us, and so we come into this night nervous, you know, on our toes, because we got a lot of respect for them. I think they've done a wonderful job here. I mean, they've got young players in their lineup. They've had, you know, big pieces out for long periods of time. This is a tough league to survive, you know, a big defenseman or a goalie or anybody out. It's just hard. It's unforgiving. So, you know, we like our season. We got five more points than they do. So they've had a hell of a year.
Special night for Brendan Lemieux tonight. He's going to be facing Montreal for the first time here in Montreal. How do you see him evolve as a player and as a person?
You know what? He's been really good this year, and he's built. So we have three players like that, Mason Appleton, Jack Roslovic, and Brendan Lemieux, that have come in as basic rookies in a lot of ways into the NHL. And we played them together for a while, and they didn't get a lot of minutes, but they kind of learned their job, learned their role, and he's starting to excel. Andrew Kopp went in the middle between the two young wingers and better. So they all play that style of game now. He's physical. He never gets to a puck second because he's afraid that doesn't happen. He works the net. I mean, he is similar to his father, and he plays a fearless game of hockey. And we've always known that there's some scoring there, but in truth, if the coach doesn't put you on the ice for more than a minute, you're not going to score. I mean, if you're sitting on that hole, you're just not going to put a lot. For him to be where he's at, if we can get him into the teens on the minutes that we're playing, we'd be real happy with that.
You just said that it's hard for our team to lose a big defenseman,
yeah,
players in the NHL, but that's what she just went through. So what has been the keys to keeping up with the rhythm you guys were playing in December?
We have a history of losing defensemen for a long, so it's when somebody goes down, it's not new to us. Dustin obviously is a unique player, so we noticed that. But we have where we're very, very young up front, we've got a pretty veteran group on our blue line. So we don't consider Trouba or Morrissey as young players anymore. They're veteran guys. They've got 3 or 4 years for Mo now, and the rest of them are all, you know, Joe Morrow, who played here. These are good players that you can put in your lineup and then spread it around. So our back end is the place that we're veteran.
Paul, you mentioned the uniqueness of Buff, but when you consider his counterpart on the other side and Shea Weber, a lot of similarities between them. But do you see Buff as an even more unique talent than Weber?
Well, there's extremes, right? I don't know. They're just different. How about I'll agree to that. I mean, Shea's got a shot and a physical presence, and his reads defensively are very strong, right? So that's Dustin's not as much of a stay-at-home defenseman. He'll get around the other team back behind their net a number of times over the course. So they're just different, but they are clearly known when their name's on the board, right? When you're going into that building, Buff's in the lineup, you know it. Weber's in the lineup, all the forwards know it.
The kind of guy you ease into a lineup, or do you just put him back in and go 24?
Yeah, there'll be no ease in Dustin Byfuglien back in the lineup. So for him, that'd be 24 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've got three right-handed defensemen that all want to play about 30, so there's our challenge. But no, he'll be more than 16 tonight, that's for sure.
Does the complexion of the team, like, does it change a lot when you've got that big of a presence?
There has to be, right? He's such a unique player. But I think the other part of it would be, I think our team has way more fun when he's in the lineup, right? His personality in the room is big. And we have three different leaders. Blake Wheeler is just driven and intense and on fire each night. Mark is the real cerebral guy, but he's also the youngest of the group, so he kind of handles that middle young guy. He hangs out with the young guys in the room. And then Dustin is in a very competitive way, kind of the opposite side of Blake. You know, if the game's tied and there's 5 minutes less and all the pressure's on, you're going to catch him with a smile on his face. That's the he has fun out there at that. But Blake, I'm sure, enjoys it, but he's snarling at that point in the game, right? They're wired differently. When he's in our room, everybody has more fun. It's just funnier.
Why is it like that in the room and he's so reserved outside of there? Is it just because he's so comfortable in that environment?
Dealing with you every day is kind of an acquired skill over time, and I think you have to kind of enjoy it. Talking to the media a lot, he's pretty reserved outside, but very easygoing. Casual's not the right word, but comfortable around a room, you know. And he's the perfect guy to have in your locker room if you're struggling a little bit, because he can keep it a little bit light and keep it fun for the team. So we've missed him. It's not as funny on the bench either. So way better humor when he's in the game, for sure.